up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel. And I am joined, per usual, by my co-host and husband of 14 years. Tell him who you are, babe.
What's happening, family? I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley. Marcus Anthony Tanksley, the first. Tank, that heifer. Tank of Tanks Riders. What else? Plates. And what they said, that's my new nickname, Latte Macchiato.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That's what Kev called me. And I was like, yep, that's a new nickname.
Latte Macchiato. What's up, guys? If this is your first time listening to our podcast, what's going on? How you doing?
We're
so happy that you're here.
What's good?
This is a weekly podcast that me and my husband do, and it's called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Because half the time we be in an argument before we even start the podcast. And whatever we decide to talk about, we give our opinions. And we don't have to agree with each other. Sometimes it might be an argument, sometimes it won't, but it's gonna be a good time.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have in the building our Patreon people. They are who we call our immediate family.
Absolutely.
Our angel wings, our tanks riders, our heifers. They're in the building. Bam, 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 bam. They get to watch this live. We actually went live for our entire YouTube today.
Yeah.
So they're getting a little freebie. But don't get used to it.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't get current.
Next week, the theater going to be closed.
Okay? It's going to be exclusive again. But if you would like to be a part of our Patreon to be able to watch us film this live, you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. We also have sponsors of today's episodes. Tell them who you are, baby.
Apostrophe, Monk Pack, and Anna Louise. We'll tell you more about them later on in this podcast, and make sure you support them. But we'll let y'all know about them, because when you support them, you support us, and we greatly appreciate it.
We surely do. So we typically start this podcast off with one of two segments, either In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride. I chose last time, so I'm going to allow you to choose this time, my love.
We can go ahead. What did we do last week?
I want to say...
It was In My Feelings. No, it was Tanksley Pride.
I want to say it was Tanksley Pride.
I
could be wrong.
No, it was Tanksley Pride. I got to go with Tanksley Pride.
You want to go with Tanksley Pride?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that.
Well, then kick us off.
Y'all, as y'all know, I'm here with these boys. Kai and Sai are losing teeth like crazy. Yesterday, it was the day before yesterday, Kai had a loose tooth, and he asked me to pull it out, which I was shocked, because none of my kids have ever asked me to pull a tooth of theirs that was loose out. No matter how loose it is, they always scared, think it's going to hurt. So I'm trying to get the tooth. It's small. I can't really get to it. I was like, baby, I can't get to it. I might need a rag or something. He's like, all right, hold on. I'm going to try. When I tell you, this boy reached in his mouth and yanked that tooth out like a straight up thug.
He is a thug.
And looked at it as blood ran down. I said, there you go. There you go. I said, go get your napkin. So he got a napkin and he was dousing it up. But Kai and Sai, they're actually losing the same teeth at the same time almost.
Now, how come you don't like to tell me about when
I meant to tell you. I vlogged it. And I was like, oh, I got to tell Angel. But it's not like I'm not doing anything when this happens. I just like, let me, next time I get my phone, I got to make sure I FaceTime Angel so I can let her know. That's all it was. What's the problem is, I didn't know these fools believed in the tooth fairy.
They believe in anything that they talk about at school, which is very frustrating, because then I got to be the black mama to be like, nah.
The next morning when he came and got me, once he finally got up, he was like, daddy. I was like, yes. He said, great. He's getting upset. I put the tooth under my pillow, but the tooth fairy didn't show up.
Hey, listen.
Like, what? I'm like, man, sometimes it takes a couple days, because I ain't know how I should handle it. I want to be like, boy, I'm putting these goddamn, all this money up under y'all's pillow.
Listen, you could have just, he just wanted the money. You could have just been like, here.
Yeah. Go and get my wallet. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm about to do. Go in here. Here. Do you take the tooth? Or do you leave it?
You're supposed to take the tooth.
Oh. I think they lost the tooth last time. I just threw the money under and kept it pushing.
Oh, bless
That's
it.
A disgusting thing. Why would you pay somebody to come take your teeth? What they doing with them teeth? What them kids think?
I don't know. You know, I still got all of the teeth.
That should be a horror movie.
You know, I got all of Marcus's teeth that he lost over the pandemic. Marcus was losing teeth. Like, I was losing hair during my alopecia bout. It was just teeth flying.
I had to check under the sink, make sure he wasn't mixing chemicals together and snorting them. That boy had teeth coming out like crazy. But no, that should be a horror movie. That should be like a little gremlin or a little troll type thing.
Just teeth out their mouth.
Yeah, just it'd be terrorizing
called,
people.
It'd be called the dentist.
No, it'd be called the tooth fairy.
People were scared enough of the dentist.
No, tooth fairy.
Dentist with wings. See?
No.
Isn't that
I don't see.
Dentist with wings.
Could you? Yeah. Oh, that would be an awful horror. Yeah, make that a horror movie. It could be just graphic.
Mm.
Yeah. Watch 2023.
So, here's my Tanksley Pride story. Because it's about to get handled tomorrow. I don't think we... Did we tell them? I'm confused. Did we tell them about the graffiti story? Graffiti. Y'all. About the graffiti in the kids' bathroom.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Did we tell y'all?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm waiting for Patreon to tell us.
Did we tell Patreon?
Did we tell y'all about the story about Lil Marcus's school in the graffiti in the bathroom? Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't.
So.
Oh, I think it happened Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh, I'm sorry. Wednesday and Thursday or something like that.
I don't
know,
but y'all about to find out.
Check this. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me tell you. So, my son, my eldest son, Marcus, who is in middle school. He's in the 7th grade. He comes home and he's like, Mom, the dean.
No. Let me start it because it started with me. So he comes home one day. Well, I go pick him up from the bus stop and we just sitting there talking. I was like, how was your day? He was like, it's fine. He was like, he said, yeah, I went to the bathroom. He said, and some kids was in there like pulling the paper towel thing off the wall and like messing up the bathroom. And so our son, he has this like, you know, good child spirit because, you know, he just likes to be in people's business and telling and like, come see this. So I just curious. I was like, what did you do? He said, I just walked out. He said, I went to another bathroom because I don't know what they were doing, but it was crazy. I was like, oh, okay. So I didn't think nothing of it. I said, yeah. I said, because these kids are crazy. He done already people been cussing at him and stuff just for asking simple questions. I'm going to end up at that school and they ain't going to like it. But so I was like, you know, don't even worry about it. I said, they're going to get dealt with. Don't worry about it. So then the next day, he comes home and
told me about that first day. I didn't know anything about this first day.
Oh, yeah. That was the first day and didn't think anything of it. So the next day, I pick him up and he was like, yeah, I had to go to the dean's office twice. I'm like, what? He said, the first time I went, it was they wanted to ask me what happened in the bathroom. And I told him, I was like, I told him what I saw. And I told him, they asked me who was it. He was like, everybody had on masks and they were like, had their backs to me. So I couldn't see who it was. And I just went to a different bathroom. Then he said he had to go back to the dean's office because they asked him to come up there because somebody said described him. But he said once he got there, the kid saw him and was like, yeah, it wasn't him.
Okay, so let me tell the rest because you had your own Tanks and Pride story. So then the dean was like, I was telling it from my angle. My angle, he told me when he came home from this whole dean. The dean said, well, if somebody else says that you were involved, you are going to get in trouble for this. Now, mind you, the boy who said it looked, the dude looked like Marcus, already said it wasn't Marcus. But also, thirdly, I don't care what no child says.
Right.
If my child says...
I don't care if 30 kids say it was him.
...that he wasn't involved, then he ain't getting in trouble for a goddamn on thing. So I tried... I thought Marcus was going to call the school because I had to shoot all day. And he was like, I didn't want to do the phone call without you. I don't care what happens.
I'm going to fly off the handle.
Then that's fine.
Because I'm going to start on 20.
And I would have been okay.
Scale only go to 10. I'm coming in at 20.
And I would have been all right.
Is this Dean? What's your name?
This is what is frustrating. The Dean is a black woman who I have met virtually before and I have met in person before. And I'm like, first of all, check the boy's record.
Right.
Talk to the teachers and you would know the likelihood that my son had anything to do with it is slim to God dang on none. I'm not trying to make my child an angel. I even asked him once he told me the story. I said, well, did you do it? He said, no. I said, then you ain't got to worry about nothing else.
Absolutely not. I told him that dropping him off the next day. I said, don't worry about nothing. I said, me and mom are going to talk to that dean. It don't matter what they say today or tomorrow or nothing. Don't you worry about it. But what I wanted to get clear with Marcus, because I said, what was her exact words? Did she say, if this was you, you would be in a whole lot of trouble? Or if somebody comes at you, he kind of really didn't know. So that's why I wanted her to explain to me the conversation that she had with my son before I act a goddamn fool.
Well, you didn't say that. I was like, I told you, the first thing I'm going to ask her is, tell me what you said to my child. And I want you to understand how your words were interpreted. So you need to give my child an apology.
Right. Because I asked him that when I picked him up. I said, did the dean apologize to you? He was like, no, I know the teachers were saying something about she's been really stressed about all the other.
No.
It's really stressed about, you know, all the other stuff and all the what the kids have been doing. But she didn't seem stressed when she talked to me. I said, guess what, Marcus? It don't matter how stressed she is. She need to lock that stress in her goddamn office when she's dealing with people. Put it in a closet. Leave it at home.
So we tried calling on Friday.
I called back twice.
They didn't have school on Thursday. So, because of a Jewish holiday. So, on Friday, as I am waiting to board the plane to go to Denver, I got Marcus on three-way. It's not connecting to her line, right? Well, to my doubt, I have to pick my son up to, he's getting his first COVID vaccine shot tomorrow. So, I'm rolling up in there before it's time for me to get him to sat in her office to be like, explain to me, woman to woman. Because you're going to have an issue with me. You're going to have an issue with my husband if you don't rectify the situation. I'd be damned if my son has had this good experience with all these teachers. He's had many black teachers. And then and he's had black administrators. And then he's going to get to middle school and your ass is going to act out of line? Me thanks not. I don't care if you at this raggedy public school. This was your choice.
Hey. And that's why I wanted to have it. I wanted Angel to be around because I know I need a bit of a resistor between me and the person being talked to because I'll clear a desk off quickly. You hear me? I'm talking about after, not when it comes to my, if it was me in school, I would get it. My parents come and be like, Marcus, what happened? Did you do this? Yeah, it was all me. That ain't Marcus. Like, I know bad kids. I've coached bad kids. I've been around them. I've been around good kids, too. That ain't him.
Little Marcus said to me, he said, I feel like I'm being framed. I said, oh, don't worry about it. Do not. This is the thing. He could be her greatest ally because Marcus is a tattletale. You hear me?
Yeah, and that's what we had to block him from. We was like, look, these kids ain't got no goddamn sense. If they doing whatever, mind your business.
This is why he be getting cussed out, trying to correct kids on doing stuff. Yeah, correct kids.
They be like, man. You, oh my man,
he's like, you're not supposed to be eating on the field. They're like, you. And I was like, Marcus, just so leave like, them be.
Man, leave them be. Don't even worry about them. It ain't got nothing to do with you. So we had that conversation before the bathroom incident. So he did the right thing of walking in
and walking out. Seeing the
food. Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
And let me tell you, if them little badass kids is trying to get my child in trouble because they know he's a tattletale, I am the type that will get kicked out of the school because I will walk up on that child. And I'll be like, where your whack ass mama? And where your daddy?
Hey, I'm going to then go get three of your cousins while you at it.
Because it's about to go down right here in this school.
Think I won't pull up and block somebody from getting in their vehicle? Like, is this yours right here? But let me tell you something, Ethel. Put hands on you and your granny.
Listen, so we, I have some praying to do. Before I told Marcus I would put him on speakerphone before I roll up at that school to have this conversation. But even if those were not her exact words and little Marcus interpreted what she said wrong, she needs to have a secondary conversation with my son.
Absolutely.
And I apologize for making him feel as though he can't just be a student at the school doing right without being criminalized by other students in her.
Yeah.
This boy is on the leadership committee for the school. He represents the seventh graders. He is the parliamentarian. You think the parliament, The parliamentarian, their whole job is to make sure people are following rules in the meeting. You think your parliamentarian seventh grader in advanced theater taking hip hop dance classes. Yeah.
Tinsley Pride got us in our feelings. Woo. I had to talk to Kyle's teacher last week. This heifer. And see, she likes to think she thinks she's getting so much important information across. And I had to actually record this conversation just for Angel to see. I had to keep cutting her off. I'm sitting there talking, well, yeah, see, the way the school... Hey, look, I'm talking right now. So, the homework you have him doing is absolutely useless. Uh-huh. Okay, it makes no sense whatsoever. He's not learning from it. It's me basically telling him everything to do. Mm-hmm. I said, well, before he got in your class, he was doing just fine. He was thriving. His brother's doing great. He was able to figure that stuff out. And if he wasn't able to figure out, I would help him along, but I could see him learning. He's not doing that in your class. You just putting out these random tasks to have them do, and it makes absolutely no sense. And then she kept throwing out all these excuses.
What? Oh, I got to tell y'all a whole nother story, but first let me go ahead and do this ad for Apostrophe. You guys, y'all talking about my skin glowing. You know why? Because I don't be letting no foolish people tell me what to do with my skin. I don't do it. If you are not a licensed dermatologist, don't be telling me what to do with my skin. And that is why I love Apostrophe. Because with Apostrophe, you're working with licensed dermatologists from the comfort of your home. So it's really hard sometimes trying to navigate skincare because you're getting advice from all different types of people. You are spending all this money on what's supposed to be the latest miracle product, whether it be for like acne, anti-aging, whatever. But half the time, the stuff don't work. You know what I'm saying? And you won't know until after you've spent all this goddamn money. Well, that's the problem. Most skincare products don't do that much. And the best way to treat acne is with fewer products that are clinically proven and customized to your skin. That is why we are excited to partner with Apostrophe once again. Apostrophe is a prescriptive skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored for your unique skin. Simply fill in Apostrophe's online quiz about your skincare goals and medical history. Then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create a customized treatment plan for you. Apostrophe treats acne, okay? And they also help you hit other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots, okay? This is the thing that I really like is the quickness of Apostrophe. Literally, I started using Apostrophe when they first partnered with us. And I literally was sitting in my office at my old house, filled out the thing, let them know that my biggest concern is dark spots, especially after if I have an acne breakout. Usually I only get about like one or two pimples, but then a dark spot appears after the pimple is gone. And I snapped the selfies and I'm trying to tell you, I think it was one and a half days before the dermatologist hit me up and was like, this is what I think will work for you. Like, typically, if you're trying to get in with a dermatologist, because I have a dermatologist for my alopecia, for my injections, I have to schedule a month in advance, okay? I have to wait in the waiting room for him to get to me. Now, granted, my dermatologist is amazing. It's just a whole, and then he's all the way out in, like, Inglewood. So, it is a 45-minute drive for me. I didn't have to worry about any of that. The dermatologist hit me up on my phone, right? And it was so quick. So this is what we have. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
When you use our code isthis.
Is this.
The code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And click begin visit. Then use our code isthis.
Is this.
And sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use the code is this.
Is this.
To get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Apostrophe.
So, tutors.
Oh.
This is another Tanksley Pride story. You guys. So, we've been very transparent about our journey with our son, Kai. even our journey with little Marcus and discovering that they both have learning disabilities. They both have dyslexia.
Inherited from us.
Yes. And being that Kai had to do virtual school like everybody in America for the most part the entire year, and they're still in virtual school, we realize that once he does go to regular school, that there's a good chance he's going to be behind, right? So I was like, we got to get a tutor. We got to get a tutor to help the baby out, possibly Sai as well, but specifically Kai. So I go onto care.com to get some, to try to interview. I go to care.com to try to find some tutors. So there was three that I had found that I was going to check out, two that specifically had dyslexia mentioned in their profile, as with working with kids that have dyslexia. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have you all come work with Kai. I'm going to see who vibes the best with my son and who I think can work the best. So the first lady, she told me that she charged $25 because I verified, because I like to know what people charge up front. I don't like to be shocked. She said, yeah, $25. So I was like, cool. Now, she had already pissed me off because the day before she texted me. She said, we still on for tomorrow? And I said, yeah. She was like, all right, I just wanted to let you know my rate is $30, not $25. And I said, now, how did your rate change between Saturday when I talked to you and today, which is only like 4 days apart? No, my rate was always 30. And I'm like, she done Googled where we live. Yeah. It was like, they can do another $5. I was like, okay, all right.
Well, yeah, we could.
So I wasn't here. I was in a different city. I don't remember which one when she came. And I asked Marcus, and Marcus was like, I mean, she worked well with them, but she looked dirty. And I was like,
she did not look, she was not visually pleasing as far as her. I'm not talking about her.
Visually what?
This, I meant not visually pleasing. Not visually. Oh, I said not visually pleasing.
I couldn't understand the word pleasing. That's what it sounded like you said pleasing. And I was like, what is that?
She just didn't look clean. Like it looked, I didn't, not to say that she smelled, but she looked like she smelled awful.
Yes.
Like her clothes were, it was just, no.
And I was like, okay. And Marcus didn't pay her. I was like, why didn't you pay her? I didn't trust. She didn't take. She was talking about Venmo.
She only had Venmo. That's
and we don't
had.
Have Venmo. We ain't got no Venmo. And he was like,
I'm going to pay her cash because I need record just from the way she looked that we paid her.
He was like, I didn't trust her with cash. I was like, I don't want her to think she got to come back here because we're not hiring her. So anyways, I tried to drop money.
I sprayed everything down, including Kai.
So I tried to drop money off to her, and she was just like, nah, just come there. So she comes, I see her, and I was like, okay, I get it. She's covered in dog hair. I give her money, and she's just like, okay.
She didn't have the dog hair when she was over here.
She was like, okay, he was so great. He was so well-mannered, yada, yada, yada. I was like, okay, thank you.
It ain't even 110 degrees right now. Like, she could, it.
Now, the other tutor who pissed me off even more, the other tutor on care.com, her rate was $50, right, on there. And I was like, whoo, right? 50 was the start of her rate. And she has her master's and all this stuff. She works with a lot of children, you know, with special needs. She's currently a private teacher for someone. I could have sworn I told y'all about this. I did, but I didn't tell y'all everything. She's a private teacher because you can test out of
Oh, and she was long-winded too.
Who
the one that came first?
Oh yeah.
Extremely long-winded.
So I know she costs a lot, but I was like, yo, if you get my son to where he needs to go and he feels great about you, if I got to be out here selling catfish dinners on the side of the road to pay for his tutoring, I shall. So she comes, and now, mind you, I forget. I had just dropped off Lottie Dottie. This is how I felt. I had dropped off Lottie Dottie to get groomed. Well, the people are calling me like, are you going to pick her up? Now I'm like, y'all don't close until 5. And then they tell me, oh, our policy. Now I didn't taken her there before. Yeah. This was not the policy.
And so you dropped off and then they picked up the next day.
Right. She was like, our policy is that they have to be picked up within an hour of us finishing the grooming. And I'm thinking, that's stupid, because most people are dropping their dog off at the top of the day and then coming after they get off of work. So anyways, I was like, oh, well, I got a tutor getting ready to arrive and there's no adult here. Marcus was in a different city with his mama. So I'm like, I want to cut her short when she gets here. But I'm just like, I set her up with Kai. So she finishes and I'm really wanting her to leave so that I can go get the dog. And she was like, do you mind sitting down so we can talk? And I was like, okay. She was like, now, mind you, even though her rate was 50, 55 is what I thought I had to pay her, because 55 is what she pays her other client. And let me tell you about her schedule. She's a private teacher for one child in the morning from like 9 to 12. Then she has, or 9 to 1, something like that. Then she has this 3-hour gap and then has virtual students from 4 until, you know, the end of her workday. Thursday is the only day she doesn't have those virtual students, but she has that private teaching student Monday through Friday. So anyways, we were discussing Kai fitting in right after that private student. So she's like going over all the stuff he did well. And I'm just like, I know where my child is.
Right.
I need to know if you can teach him. So then she says, after she goes over all of his stuff, she goes, okay, I didn't want to tell you this over the phone because I felt so bad. But my private student, the parents need me to now teach him for a full school day in order for him to test out of kindergarten. So with all of his breaks and his lunch, I would be with him from 9 to 3. And I was like, oh, so that backs you up into your private clients because they start at 4. And she was like, yeah, she said, but not on Thursdays. She was like, so I could come 2 hours on Thursday starting at like, you know, 2:00. And she said, and I know you think my rate is 55. I know that's what you expected because that's what we had talked about. She's like, however, I charge. And I do remember her saying this. So I'm not trying to be like salty at her about how much she charges. She's like, but I do charge $1 for every mile I travel to get to your child. And you live 20 miles away from my house. I said,
my girl,
so you woman, I gotta pay you 75. She was like, no, it would only be 70. But what I can do is I can do 70 for the first hour and then the 50 for the second hour. And I was like, no, this is not gonna work. Thank you so much.
Go ahead and lay down, or you want to get knocked down before I drag you out. You're getting drug out regardless, but you can choose how you get to the ground.
I was just like, why did you waste my time? This is something you can tell me on the phone.
Yeah.
You could have Googled.
I'd have rather you tell me on the phone.
Right. I didn't need to do this, so you just came to get this $55.
Less of a chance of me doing something to you.
She was just like, he was just so good. I know he's good. I know he's amazing.
That's what I was saying. He's so smart. We know. But get him to where we want to get him. You idiots.
I was just like, you just really, really wasted my time. You could have literally said, hey, I'm calling. I know we're scheduled for Thursday. Just found out my client that takes priority. They need me for a longer day, so I would only be able to tutor your son on Thursday. And I just want to clarify one more time that once I Googled your address, you're 20 miles from me. So this would be your rate. And I would have been like, girl, go ahead and sit at home. Don't waste your time driving out here. Yeah. It is okay. All right.
So these back people, to square one.
These people. No, we're not actually. We at square whatever. We got them.
Oh,
tutor.
That's right. I forgot. I was
she coming
forever.
On Thursday.
Absolutely. Somebody we know and trust.
Yes. And she's a retired elementary school teacher. She's a grandmama now. And so she's going to work with my baby. And she was like, her specialty is not dyslexia. But she was just like, listen, you tell me what you need him to be able to do. And I'm a help him get there. And I said, listen. And I said, how much you charge? She said, don't worry about that. We work with whatever you. She said, I'm not doing this for the money. Black tutor, black woman.
Let me tell you something, Miss Lady. What you eat? You want a meal?
I'm sure she is vegan, so we would be struggling.
Nah, I got that Indian place I'll be ordering from. food is delicious.
Okay, yeah.
Catfish are delicious.
So those are our Tanksley Pride stories.
That got us in our feelings.
That also have us in our feelings. I mean, we praise God that our kids are healthy. Amen?
Absolutely.
They are thriving. But these people that are supposed to be working with them are testing our patience. Amen? Amen? Also, another Tanksley Pride story real quick before we go into this other ad is that Cy booked a campaign.
Yeah, he did.
We don't know if he's going to get to do it, yeah. But... my baby booked a major shoe campaign. I said, no. Yeah. Come on. He don't know that
I'm
he did.
I'm still on the fence, though.
We still on the fence whether or not he's going to do it because we would, my husband would have to transport him all the way to San Diego. Yeah. And that's not a...
San Diego. It ain't no quick, that ain't no turnaround trip.
I mean, but it would be a turnaround trip, but it ain't.
Yeah.
So... We'll see.
I don't know.
But what we want you all to see about is a monk pack. Okay. Now listen, when it comes to being able to clean up your eating and put good things in your body, sometimes it's hard if you are not well prepared. Well, monk pack keeps you prepared. You feel me? It helps you, I guess, satisfy your cravings without feeling like guilt. You know what I'm saying? And they taste good. Unlike a lot of healthy snacks.
I be tearing the monk pack bars up, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's good. Yeah. I'm like, order some extra because I'm just going to run through the first box.
I'm going to run through them. Monk pack keto nut and seed bars contain only 1 gram of sugar or less. 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle and the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better and cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing the taste, okay? I personally like Monk Pack because they do, one, this is what I need when I'm eating healthy.
What you need?
I need it for it to taste good. But I also need to feel like I'm actually eating healthy because then it makes me feel better about myself. So Monk Pack gives me the duality of the stuff tastes good. But because you can really feel the like real nuts that are in there and like it's got a little bit of a crunch to it, but it's still a little chewy too. I be feeling like, yes, I ate healthy today. I'm about to go do Pilates. That's what I feel like when I eat a monk pack. I really feel like,
feel like you drive a Prius.
I drive a Prius. I live a self-sustainable life. Yeah, that's how I feel.
On a cat?
Definitely have a cat. Definitely have a cat that I rescued. It only has one eye.
Yeah.
That is how I feel when I have monk pack. I feel good about myself and what I'm doing for myself. Some of the delicious flavors they have are sea salt, dark chocolate, caramel, sea salt, and peanut butter, dark chocolate. My favorite, both of those I like. I was about to say my favorite of the two. Both of them are good because peanut butter and chocolate, you just can't lose. And then chocolate by itself, you also just can't lose. Both are great. And I already mentioned to you all the texture. It's chewy but crunchy at the same time. So you know you're eating real food and not like some processed mess. They're perfect for a quick snack to satisfy your sweet tooth without guilt. Enjoy Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars for a quick breakfast while running errands, after workout, or while you're on tour. Slightly problematic. Take two. In addition to being keto friendly, these bars are gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar alcohols, or artificial colors. All right, this is what we want you to do. Oh, also, they're delivered right to your door, so they make it easy for you to be able to get these wonderful snacks. Try it for yourself, and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com, and entering our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% guarantee, satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll change your product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, go to MonkPack. Let me say it better so you all can understand what I'm saying. Just go to MonkPack.com. That's MunkPack.com and select any product. Then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Monk Pack.
All right. What is today's topic?
Today's topic, you can kind of skew this any direction you want. Award shows, particularly the Grammys that just came on last night.
The Emmys.
Emmys.
Uh-huh.
That's how high-tuned I am with this stuff. These award shows and these academies, what is your feel and take on how everything goes? Being that
everything you got really loud and aggressive with your talking.
Being that everything is still, as much as, you know, as much as we do yelling and screaming, it's still very Snow White. Mm-hmm. In their choosing, in their audience, in their picks. What is your take on these award shows, and particularly the Emmys, being that they just aired last night?
The Emmys was extremely milky white this year.
When has it not been? And I'm asking because I truly don't know. Because this is more of Angel's thing, because, you know, she's the actor. She does the... watches the awards, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys is music.
Yes.
The Tonys, whatever it may be. Is that music too?
It's Broadway.
Okay, that too. So what's your take on particularly the Emmys yesterday?
I was answering.
And, oh, go ahead.
So you also asked when has it they've had a few years back when there was a push for them, for these award shows to be more diverse.
After the year before when it was like Snow White and
it was the Oscars that were extremely white. And it felt like a lot of the award shows took like heed and was like, let's find some blacks.
And when they do that, you usually have a black host. Or there may be one, like, all right, we'll give these people an award.
So let me
shut everybody up. That's what it usually feels like viewing from the outside. It's like, oh, okay, they tried to shut everybody up by letting so-and-so win.
Let me mention where there was some diversity. And then I'll go back to why it still was very white. It was hosted by Cedric the Entertainer, which is it's very prestigious to be able to host something like the Emmys. I wouldn't say it's the same as the Oscars, but it still is something huge to be able to say you hosted the Emmys. Michaela Cole received a Emmy for writing a limited series, which is the first time a black woman has ever won. Debbie Allen, I almost started crying during her, she received the Governor's Award, which was, I feel like, very deserving. And then RuPaul's Drag Race won for a competition program. And the buck stops there. Mind you, there, I'm going to count right now, 12, 16, 20, 24, 28. There are 31 categories. And I named off, what did I name?
Three.
Out of 31 categories, only three of those categories were won by someone who was not white. Because I'll take diversity even if it's not a black person. If you give me some Asians, because people be ignoring them left and right. You give me some Latinos or Latinx, as we be saying. Mm-hmm. I too see that as a part of diversity, even though I'm always rooting for us as black people.
Okay. I wonder, I know it'd be probably a little more difficult to pull up, but how many of those categories, out of the 31 categories, how many had diversity in the nominations?
I could possibly look it up. There was diversity in the nominations. Listen, there was one category where there were three black men who were nominated.
Oh, yeah. I did see that one.
And a white man won.
White man won.
Okay, so let me give you all a little piece behind the curtain of all of this. So I am one of the voters for the awards, I don't know what you want to call it, awards program. I'm a voter, not for the Emmys. I don't think I can tell you which one I'm a voter for. Actually, I could be a voter for the Emmys. I just need to pay my membership dues. So
that's the problem. I come to black folk paying some dues, ain't?
No, you know what? This is the thing. I wasn't even aware that I was eligible to be an Emmy
I remember you found that out, yeah.
I found out when I was submitted for your consideration with Atypical, the producers slash and Netflix submitted me for best guest actress on the series. So I was like, what? Because my friends that could vote were telling me, oh, I voted for you. And I was like, well, I didn't know that.
You voted for me.
So that's when I found out I could have been an Emmy member. So, and I think there's some categories missing, actually, to be honest. I feel like there are, because I feel like I'm missing, but I could be wrong. Anyway, so the way it works when you are a voter for one of these award shows is that you are typically given the categories that you can vote in. Mm-hmm. In the one that I'm a part of, I vote for film and television categories only. Each category, each like subcategory, so whether it be best actor in a drama, best actor in a comedy, there's like 10, 20 people in those categories. Now, mind you, I might only know 5 people.
Right.
So they give us access to almost everyone's work, though. Right. But who has the time to watch? Yeah. And this is over several categories. When I did my voting for this one award show, it took me, and this is me going through fast, it took me an hour to do all of my voting. And I was just helping to vote for who was going to be nominated. I wasn't voting for the winners. I was voting for these are the nominees. And I'm not sure if they might have been, to clarify, they might have taken the highest numbers of those to pull the winners. I'm not sure. But anyway, go ahead.
No, but it's crazy. It's like a lot of these things to be winning. Like I didn't come within even a close proximity of watching any of his stuff until, you know, me and Angel got together. Because again, that's her profession. But like Oscars, Emmy, all of these, half the time it's calling out a bunch of stuff I've never even heard of. And people that I have no idea who they are. It's like, and, you know, Jesse LaCrusso won for Swan Ducks Under the Turtle or something. I'm like, what is Swan that? What are y'all, what?
Under.
And then they play the musical. They'll play a little clip and I'm like, why are they speaking Aborigines? What is going on? I feel like that's how probably like 90% of the black people watching feel. It's like, what are these shows that people are nominating winning?
So that's the thing. That's what you also got to understand is that the voters, what ends up happening, there's probably a little bit of two. It's probably some white folk just voting for white folk. But it's also, what do the people who are voting know? So, yes, if it was a whole bunch of black Emmy voters voting, yes, Anthony Anderson would have been had an Emmy by now. Because we have watched Blackish. Where, yeah. I mean, yes, a lot of us now watch Ted Lasso as well. But we might not know all the rest of the, let me see if they'll show who was nominated.
Yeah, Ted Lasso, I give them that credit. That's a good show. They got good things going on over there.
I was trying to see if they would show me who he won against. But as soon as his name popped up.
As soon as it popped up, I was like, "He that's definitely going to win."
So you got to understand that, like, if it's majority white people voting, a lot of them aren't watching shows with us in mind.
Yeah. And on top of that, which is part of the problem also, because you have white shows, but the people that create the shows or the people that approve the created shows are white. And it's hard to get black quality. It's basically just hard to get black quality on TV and in movies.
And it's not just that. It's like,
hence the app. Like it's, you basically, I mean, like the Oscars, like these, academies and these, what they called, not panels, but yeah, these panels of people, it's like, they're either voted in or inherited in, or I don't know how they get in, but it's just like, this is what they're going to be into until you do an overhaul. This is what you're going to have.
It is unfortunate, but yes, you know, you can keep adding, you know, black people to the Emmy voters and whatnot and what for, but it's going to still be hard to overpower the numbers of the people that aren't black or don't really watch black cinema, black mm-hmm. television. And so you have to be a breakout hit. Tiffany Haddish, she won in the category that I was in. It wasn't the same year, but she won in the category that I was in consideration for, which is guest star. And she won for her guest star appearance on Saturday Night Live. Now, it makes sense that Tiffany would win mm-hmm. because Tiffany was already a shooting star by that time. So people already knew her. SNL is a major show. So SNL has eyeballs on it. So, you know, it's not like they had to be like, now, what's this show SNL? Who's on this?
Yeah.
What did they do? What? Like, even the fact that they, SNL, they beat a black lady SketchUp. First of all, this was what I said as soon as I saw that. If you all watched.
That's what I was about to hit on. Go ahead.
We were watching at the Fredericks' house, and they came up to, what is it called? Sketch comedy show. And they were like, and the nominees are, this is how I know they didn't list all the categories because I don't see that even up there. Do you see it? So I lied to you all. There's a lot more categories. I just don't see them. So I'll try to give you all a more accurate number. Anyways, they were like, and the nominees are SNL and a black lady sketch show. And I was like, wait a minute. Are there only two sketch comedy shows out there?
Guess what?
I said that we need a sketch comedy show. That's literally what I said to Kevin. I was like, we need a sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
I was like, we will be able to contend. We might not get an Emmy, but we will be able to
I mean, long as Saturday Night Live is there, ain't nobody going to be winning that. I'm pretty sure. They probably won consecutively over the past 40 years.
Oh, yeah. Years. It's very hard to beat them.
And I'm not even being biased. Black Lady Sketch Show is definitely funnier than Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I think what they're trying to pull off is a lot more difficult than Saturday Night Live. It's a whole lot more difficult.
Yeah.
That
should win it by itself.
I'm like, you all.
It ain't Lily White and it's winning. It's funny. And y'all actually watching that. Talking about the white people.
Yeah, they are. They're
watching that and they're loving it.
So let me tell you, the people nominated in the Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, it was Ted Lasso, Anthony Anderson for Black-ish, Michael Douglas in the Kominsky Method, William H. Macy in Shameless, and Kenan Thompson in Kenan. So two black actors were nominated in the category, but they definitely weren't going to win.
Not against Ted Lasso. I mean,
just it wasn't going to happen.
That's just really, even, I don't care if you're black, white, or whatever, that'll be a hard one to compete against.
And I've never watched, I think I tried to watch The Crown, and I was like, I'm good. So I really don't know why that thing keeps winning. I hear people say it's good. I just don't see it happening pot of me.
Oh, that's right. That was 846. Dave Chappelle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always gets his stuff nominated.
No, I forgot it was how recent it was.
Listen, he just be pooping out
like you said, it's too easy for him.
He's not even doing stand-up specials anymore. He's just doing TED Talks.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, let me tell you all about a company that I truly love and adore that I'll be working with a lot more here soon. And that is Ana Luisa. Ana Luisa is quality, okay? High quality jewelry. I have worked with them a couple of times. As I've said before, they were the very first company that we ever worked with on this podcast. They are carbon neutral. They're 100% of the carbon emissions related to their products' life cycle are offset. Long-lasting pieces crafted with care from the best noble metals. They even offer a 365-day warranty, and they do limited batches, ensuring the highest production standards while eliminating excessive waste. If you are watching this podcast, I have on this beautiful necklace that says Mama. I mean, I adore this necklace. It is so well made. I've had it for close to a year now. It has not tarnished. It hasn't faded. It's just a gorgeous piece of jewelry. They have, you know how when you buy jewelry that's like a little more expensive, it just looks like that it has a nice bit of weight to it. It doesn't have, the coloring is right. It doesn't have like that like weird colored gold where you just like, who really wants to wear that? Their stuff just looks extremely, extremely expensive, but it's not. And that's what's so great about it. I think their prices started like $39. But again, if this is a piece that you're able to keep for years, I have two rings from them. One ring I didn't have for the past 2 years. And when I tell you, I get compliments on that ring every time I wear it because it is such a good piece of jewelry. It's timeless, affordable, quality, conscious, luxury, long-lasting, and versatile. And the craftsmanship is just par none. New jewelry collections are released every Friday. And we want to be able to give you all a dope discount, okay? We want you to use our link, which is www.annalouisa.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, that's www.annalouisa.com/argue.
Argue.
And when you use the code ARGUE,
argue,
you get 10% off. All you got to do is type in that code, ARGUE,
argue,
and you're going to get 10% off. So, one last time, we want you to go to AnnaLouisa.com, and that is spelled A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, AnnaLouisa.com/argue.
Argue.
To treat yourself and your loved ones and use our code ARGUE,
argue,
to get 10% off. I absolutely recommend them. They are a great brand making beautiful, sustainable jewelry. Go check out AnnaLouisa.com/argue.
Argue.
Code ARGUE.
Argue.
Now, what was I saying?
You were talking about the Emmys.
No. What were we saying? That's it. You know I can't hold it. I was reading the thing.
You were talking about...
Come on. Get me there, baby.
How?
Uh-huh.
Give me a second.
Well, you just go ahead and talk then. Okay, so no. There was... Yeah,
there was more. Go ahead.
No, this is a different category. Go ahead.
No, so how, like, so you got they voting on these awards, right?
Yeah.
Or they're voting on the shows. How difficult is it to get a show up and going?
Very.
So how, it's already difficult.
Yeah.
So it's more difficult being black?
I think it's more difficult.
Because I feel like that, like the same people don't want to put the money behind.
I think it's more difficult not being connected. But usually those of us aren't connected are black. So I feel like if you're connected and you have the right people behind you, you can get your stuff made. But a lot of times we don't have the connections because we don't have... we just don't have the people lobbying for us to meet certain people to, like, you know, my starting to work on ER was not just because I was talented. That wasn't why, just why. It was because the casting director of ER thought I was talented. And he made it his business to make sure I met the executive producer and showrunner of the show, plus the black writer on the show that was creating a character that he thought I would be good for.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it takes. It takes literally somebody taking our hand and walking us into the room to tell the person that has the ability to bet on us to bet on us.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people get that opportunity. Like, there are very few people who have my story. There are people who, yes, they just keep auditioning and auditioning and they finally start booking stuff. But usually it takes someone of power to start believing in them that's able to get them into the rooms to where other people are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you've already created a name. People know you.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it comes
But it still ain't like you booking the way you want to.
Oh, no. That definitely am not. I've got people who are fans of me, but that's, it's still not all the way enough. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, I need a little bit more. I will say that I'm looking at the nominees now. Mm-hmm. I will say there was actually a lot of diversity in the nominees. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just not in the winners.
I feel like I said, I think it's their way of hushing everybody up. Look, they were nominated.
I don't think they care about hushing anybody up. I don't think, because this is the thing.
I think they care just by having black hosts. All these award shows be having black hosts.
No, because
they try to get black hosts.
We're better at it.
They don't care how entertaining it is.
No. This is what I'm saying. This is where I don't think you get it.
What?
The people voting, it's not that they're like, this is what I'm assuming. It's not like they're like, I'm not voting for this black show. They aren't watching it. So that's why they're not voting for it. They're like, in my white life, I like to look at white people on the television screen. These are the shows I've been watching, that the talent is there. Boom, 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 boom. That's what I mean by,
yeah.
I don't think they really care. Oh, and I don't think they're like, my vote is going to shift how this goes. But when they don't realize that there are 1,000 other people that look and think the same way they are, then yes, this is the outcome. And then at the end of the day, they also think that the person that they voted for who won deserved it. That's why they voted for him.
Yeah.
But that's why a lot of people have the mindset, this is why they are the BET Awards. This is why they are the Image Awards, of not waiting for other people to pat us on the back.
Right.
The problem is your cachet don't go up. Until you get one of these white awards. You know what
I'm
saying?
You get a white trophy. It ain't going up.
Curlin. We're gonna fix that too. Curlin. Sterling K. Brown, Niecy Nash, Issa Rae, their cachet went up a lot. Their rate went up when they got their Emmys. There's no denying that. People start to spend more money when you have those type of accolades behind you. I mean, like nominated is still good as well. So when I think of somebody like Anthony Anderson, he is an Emmy nominated actor, but he is not an Emmy winner, which is a shame, because I think he has done really great work.
Oh, absolutely. And Black is a good show. I think he's good on there.
I mean, this I didn't think was going to be his year because Ted Lasso is pulling out all the stops.
Right.
But, yeah, I typically don't watch the award shows just because I don't know half of the other. There were a couple of shows, though, that they mentioned that I was like, well, I got to see this. Because y'all keep, now, I tried The Crown. It was too slow. I was like, God dang. Listen, I don't care about this at all.
Yeah, what did you have me watching yesterday?
It was a show on HBO.
Oh, that show was slow.
Yeah, that's why I went
ahead. It was a 2-hour episode or something?
I don't know. It probably felt 2 hours. I want to see Mayor of Easttown. I want to finish watching I May Destroy You. And there was one other thing that I was just like, okay, if y'all mention this thing one more time, I need to know what this is about. But a lot of the time, I don't watch these shows. I ain't got the time to watch them, and I just don't care. Which is probably what those white folk voting thinking. They're like, I ain't got time to watch these shows, and I really don't care.
Time to watch them black ass shows.
There was another show that I felt like kept winning, and I was like, what? What is this? So, I mean, I'm so used to it. I have been used to it for a long time. I remember in undergrad, we had the Nobies, because there is a real theater award called the Obies. And so since, you know, we aren't that, we were like, we'll do the Nobies.
How far am I taking them?
Oh, can we finish this?
I'm just letting you know.
I am fully aware. Right. Then you just going to interrupt the podcast.
Go.
We did the Obies. And I remember I killed this one thing. So I was like, I'm getting an Obie this year. I'm getting an Obie for Best Supporting Actress for playing. I was in Tartuffe. I was Marianne in Tartuffe, which is a French comedy. Killed it. They gave it Best Supporting Actress to a dude who was playing a woman in a play. And I said, you I wanted to cuss them white folk out. I said, now I would have been fine. Well, no, I probably still would have been pissed off losing to one of these white women. But you gonna give it to a white dude who happened to put on a skirt and some makeup in a show? So I'm used.
That's ridiculous.
I'm used to this. I am used to.
I didn't go up and Kanye snatch that mic off.
I did get on the. I said, this is some BS. I was like, it is supporting actress. He is still an actor.
That's dirty.
Mm-hmm. Completely dirty. Listen, I tried my best not to cuss them out, but I surely, it was at the tip of my tongue. Well, you guys, let us know if you are watching this on Instagram. YouTube. What do you think about these award shows? Do you still watch them? Or do you feel as though they don't speak to the black community? Or are you like, no, let's keep pushing. Let's get in more Emmy members to vote. Somebody came up with a really good Twitter handle for you that I need you to go ahead and steal, even though you won't use Twitter.
Oh yeah, I'm never getting on Twitter. Twitter is trash. It's toxic. It's awful. Never going over there.
Listen, he knows all this just because people say it, but he don't know from being over there.
The only thing I hear is I only hear negative stuff over on Twitter. I think it's like a pool of sewage.
No, I think
why would I jump in?
Let me tell you why. That's where they swim. They swim in the sewer. Kevin then be over in the sewer. They ain't got to be over there. I did not know Twitter was like that. I've been over Twitter a couple of times.
And you trying to get me over there? I've been on there a couple of times.
But I say all this to say that you can follow us on other platforms. You can follow me at That Chick Angel pretty much across all platforms other than Twitter because I am having a hard time getting my handle. You can follow Marcus on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
Marcus
and on Facebook.
Book
at Marcus Ain't on the Book.
Absolutely. Make sure y'all join our Patreon.
If you are watching.
If you're watching this right now. We do this every week. Come on over. See what we get into. See all the BTS.
The BT of the S. And typically at the end of these podcast tapings, we have a little family
meeting.
Yeah, we're
sitting here talking, but we ain't going to do all that with y'all. We don't know y'all like it. Y'all know family.
We usually give them updates on stuff, house updates, but we ain't going to do that today because we got people who are not Patreon members here. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Check us out. Come see me on tour if you're in any of the cities that I'm about to do for the rest of the year. A Slightly Problematic Take 2. If you would like, you can order an Angel Wing shirt on Shop Mama Likes. We'll be adding more shirts here soon, so be on the lookout. Is there anything else, baby?
No, not at this time.
Yeah, Marcus is still working on man shit.
I'm working on man shit, y'all.
And he's working on a new shirt.
I am.
Patreon already knows what it is.
Patreon knows it.
And the rest y'all see here soon when it comes out. All right, good people. We will talk to you later. Y'all be blessed and have an amazing day. Bye.
Y'all doing, fam?